This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shootdown of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting, and more added.
Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said that he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. In a surprise move, the president says that he will push back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. With more on that.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posting a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter apparently with White House letterhead. The report quoting Kim as praising its excellent content. This is VOA News. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described.